Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise his holy name. God bless all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. I just want to thank God for his goodness and kindness and ushering in the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost this morning that took over this line. Holy Ghost, thou art welcome in this place. And welcome on you to the Christmas Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line and all of you from the blog line. Join us in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we're so honored that you let us come before you. Pray you to glory. We thank you for this day. Thank you for lying down last night. For protecting us all night long through the stars, through the rain. Thank you, Lord, for being so awesome to your children. We just praise you.
Thank you.
Even thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be your children.
Thank you, Lord.
All of us, and so many others, to be your children. Oh God, we try to be the best children in the whole wide world for you. We praise you. And thank you for everything you've done. Forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Thank you.
We appreciate everything you've done. Lord, and the people, I pray that you bless them. Don't let them leave the same way they come. In the name of Jesus. Then lift every heavy burden and like a heavy load on them. God, this situation you can solve every problem. Oh, the soul, we have too much confidence in you. Our faith is supposed to be. Thank you. And Lord, we surrender all to you. Our soul says yes. Yes to your way, yes to your will. Take over.
Yes.
Holy Ghost, come on, man. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Heal. Bless. Bless for you. God, I pray that you even set those in prison and set them free. Those who have been inappropriately in prison. Those who have been in prison and learned their lessons. Release them, Lord. So many people have been sentenced to so many years in prison, and yet those who have done much worse have been
facing
tragic situations. You know all about it, Lord. Fix it in Jesus' name. Yeah. And the release come in. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
And God says, four. Amen. The release of the four. Now, Lord, thank you for it in Jesus' name. I'm asking you to bless the convention. I've been able to offer blessing to so many people. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Adhere to your will. To your will. Help us to do what you say do. In the name of Jesus. Now bless the prayer line today in a very, very auspicious and tremendous special way. And we thank you for it. Thank you for all the blog persons, all those who are coming, GMAP, and just everybody. Bless. Jesus, my name we pray and for the glory.
Amen.
The glory of God, we pray. God, we give you all the praises all day. Belong to God. Thank God. We ask in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
All of you, good morning to all of you on the front line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Everybody.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Appreciate being here. What an honor, the greatest honor that we have is when you step in the room. It's so humbled. Oh, God. Welcome, mighty wonder in our souls, in our minds. While you're here, God, we just want to give you praise. Can y'all help me praise the Lord this morning? Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I'm asking the Holy Ghost to come in and take over. Amen. We surrender the line to him. This is a miracle line. And oh my God, God works miracles on this line. The miracles have taken place. Amen. Thank God for all of our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. We salute Lady Betty, Mother Andy Johnson. That's my mother, Lady Betty, my wife. Mother Johnson, our 94-year-old mother, the mother to the nation. Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. And she's a rock for our warriors. And all of our assistants, thank God for Pastor Spotter and Pastor Williams and Elder Davis, Elder Fruits, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen. She's the sister to the youth prayer line, Pastor Julie Hagen, the one who gives us such an exquisite introduction. Thank God for Deaconess Gina Hodges. Amen. She's our youth prayer line host for that. And Dr. Mary Lacey. Dr. Chris Stern with the pastor's heart. And thank you so much, all of your prophets, Gail Stiff, down there. Got the old Arkansas delegates. And they're thanking God a thousand times a day. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All of you on the prayer line, yes, Lord. Thank God for our mothers, our prayers. I don't know, years ago, I started asking the mothers to pray for me, and I haven't gotten out of that trend. I need you, all of you mothers, if you would pray for Mary Johnson. Amen. God would protect me. God would help me. God would bless me. Amen. I won't ask for much, but I want to ask you for your prayers, if you would, everybody. If you would pray for me. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I want to hear your prayers. Amen. Get your prayer requests. It's a wonderful thing to praise the Lord and to tell what the Lord did. It increases the faith of other people when they hear that your bills are stacked high and God bless you and deliver you. When they hear that you were in the hospital, you were so sick, and the doctors couldn't find out what was wrong. God knew, and God healed you. That's what happened to my brother-in-law. Amen. He had some light strokes, and he was non-responsive at all. Amen. God blessed us, Lady Betty and I and others, joined hands together and prayed. Amen. And just a few moments later, got the word that he woke up. Now he's walking around. Got a text yesterday. They said that the doctors don't understand why what they saw the first time is no longer there. I understand. God is a miracle worker.
He
performed the miracle on him.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we want to have our praise reports. Amen. Let me see who can get those praise reports this morning. If you wouldn't mind doing that. Amen. Let's see. Sister Barnett, are you there? Can you get the praise reports for us? Amen.
Yes.
Sister Ernestine Johnson, are you there? So, if
yes,
you take the prayer request, all right, Sister Garnett, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, speak up a little louder, amen. Give me some of that joy, amen. Get some of those praise reports for us. Open the line up for the praise reports so people might tell of the goodness of Jesus. The line is open to you, Sister Garnett. Take it.
I'm done for a line. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for this first food prayer line. God, he has been so good. To you, who will be the first one? God bless you.
And a prayer.
Ernestine Riley, area code 773. I'd like to give my
Oh. Hello?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Yes.
This is Sister Ernestine Ryan, area code 773. I'd like to give my praise report this morning. First, I'd like to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Dr. Johnson, at the beginning of the year, you said, blessings in 2014 like you have never seen. And you also told us to write down 10 things that we wanted the Lord to do for us this year. Well, I couldn't think of anything that I didn't want to really ask anything personally, but I didn't know how to write it down. And I said, Lord, I want to do more of a work for you. And I just wrote on there, Lord, expand my territory. And at the beginning of the year, I called this particular place. I wanted to do some volunteer work. And I was talking to the lady, and I had told her about my background experience, that I was a chaplain at the jail. And we started talking, and I asked her what capacity she wanted me to be in. So she told me she wanted me to be over the chaplaincy program at this hospital. Well, I didn't feel like I was qualified. But the Lord blessed and was able to get into that program with a couple other people working with me, and I'll be working there at the hospital in the chaplaincy program with someone with a little bit more experience than me. And I thank God for that. And then I just wanted to say this up right quickly. You said, blessings in 2014. I had a phone call back in April. And I tell you, it was, I want to use your word, ultra awesome blessing. It was an ultra awesome blessing, something I had never imagined in my mind. And I just thank God for that. Truly, God is a good God.
Yes, he is. All right. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Sister Garnett.
The line is open to you. Who will be the next?
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. Just giving a shout out from Ohio. We are in a convention this week, and I'm praising God for all his blessings. Praise God for how Lord healed and delivered people on last night. The prayer line, we called everyone up to the altar, and people were blessed. And I tell you, God is moving by his Spirit. This is working. I was given the shout-out of thank you. And when the other people came in that didn't even hear me on the program, in the service, they came in and they were saying thank you. It's time to start saying thank you. So, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, is spreading all around the world. So I'm thanking God for it. And just keep us in your prayers. God bless you. I will be on mute because I'm not at home. So God bless you, and thank you so much.
Good. Wonderful. Jumping there, Doc. Jumping there, something on that.
God bless you. That's a very good praise report. Anyone else? The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Duff from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just thank you. Praise God for another day. You know, I had to ask the Lord, I said, Lord, I ask y'all to pray for me that I get more income added to what I already have. But I thank God it's in the making. I will be cooking for a couple of special food, and I will be cooking at the church every Thursday night with another second service. And I, you know, God can hear and answer prayer. And I just thank him. I thank you, but I got everybody at my church saying, thank you. And I Mr. Tim on the telephone. He hears me, but he can't get through, and I don't know why. But thank God.
You might want to go over it again with your mother how to do it, and then try to help him do it if you want.
Excuse me. Dr. Johnson, Brother Tim should be able to speak if he would just try.
Brother Tim, are you there? All right. We'll see about it after we get off the line here. Go ahead, Brother Johnson.
God bless you. This is the day the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. I honor the Lord this morning, too. And our leader, Dr. Johnson, Sister Betty, and all the people of God. And truly, the Lord is in the blessing business, and I thank God because I understand he's still blessing me. I love the Lord today. And I went to service on last night, and I enjoyed the Lord there. And God knows it was a wonderful Bible study night. Elder Owens brought a good message, really, teaching the word. And I'm just so glad because I had a wonderful night of rest and woke up on time this morning for the prayer. The Lord is still blessing, and I thank God for it, making way for me. Have food on my table, and I thank God for everything he's done for me. God bless you, and God bless you. Pray for me that God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you all.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Tim from Anderson, Indiana.
Yes, sir.
This is Tim from Anderson, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of Mama Jazz.
Yes.
I just thank the Lord.
We're breaking up. We hear you. Go ahead.
I just thank the Lord for such a good friend like Mama Jazz.
All right. God bless you. Do we have any other praise reports on the line?
The line is up. What should you?
All right. Saints, jump in there and give a praise report. I just want to thank God for what he did on last night myself with the Bible study. We had a great Bible study. Pastor Owens did a great job on last night. And the Lord is certainly beautifying amazing grace. And I want to thank God for what he's doing there. It's glorious to see the handiwork of the Lord. God is blessing. Well, is there anybody else with the praise report? God's been good to you. Mother Britt, I haven't heard you in a few days. Are you there this morning? Amen. Give you a praise report of what God has done for you. Amen.
I just thank God for this, Dr. Johnson, Lady Bed, and Mother Johnson, and all the leaders on the line. I thank God for everyone. I'm just grateful for this beautiful day. I just thank God, I won't be able to make it to the conference this year because I have to go to Philadelphia for my grandson's graduation. He graduates next week, and I have to leave on Monday to go to his graduation. But I'm praying for y'all. I hope everything will go well. Y'all have everything comfortable and be well. And I ask y'all to, just keep me in prayer while I go, on the trip. I'll be going all next week. I want to see my daughter-in-law. She called me and she told me to put her name on the prayer line. Her name is Lakeish. And she said put her name on the line for total healing. While I'm on here, I don't want her to make two calls. And put her up for total healing for her body. And pray for their marriage. And I'm just grateful. I thank God for Dr. Johnson. Because this prayer line has been a blessing to me and my family. Continue to lift my family up in prayer. Thank you. And may God bless each one of you.
And your daughter-in-law, what is her name? Lakeish.
She said, "Pray total healing for her body and her marriage, Lord. That her marriage will be their marriage will be more of a success, and God will bring peace in that home. They're going through." To William, though, y'all been praying for William. He's out of the hospital. He's into a home now where he's trying to get help. He's on drugs for a long time, and he's trying to get help. So y'all continue to lift him up too. And pray for me, please pray while I take on this highway, because traveling this highway is so dangerous now, and that's a long ways. But I have my grandson, my daughter's only child, and he's looking for grandma to be there. So you understand, and thank you. But my heart is with y'all with that conference. May God bless you.
God bless you, Mother, and it's good to hear your voice, Mother.
McLittle try that. Amen. All right, why don't we get these prayer requests and anybody who has a prayer request. Just before you do, I want to thank those who are coming in by the blog. I don't know if Estrada will keep praying for him. I don't know if he's on the line this morning. But I know Ambassador Hagen is on the line. Why don't you give us our identification for the blog line?
Line
is open to you. You're there.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Shout out to you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all the other broadcasters and to all of the listeners as well as the staff, everyone that's joining us today. We're here live in the studios of NPA on Blog Talk Radio, and we can be reached simply by just calling the numbers 347-939-0420. And we can be heard all over the world. We are in Africa, Asia, Italy, Spain, Malaysia, Russia, just all over the world. God bless. We can also be our access doing by iTunes and TuneIn, Sony, or you name it, the major networks will also carry this live. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much. We praise God for your strength. May this keep praying. God will help him and bless him in the name of Jesus. I asked Sister DeGlois, I mean, Sister Washington, was it you and I asked to do the prayer request? You began this morning. If so, I see. All right.
Dr. Bernard, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Dolores Washington from Louisiana. I think you had called on Ernestine Johnson for Louisiana at first, and if she's not on the line, I'll take those.
Yeah, Sister Johnson, right down in Louisiana, was in the right place. All right, are you there, Sister Johnson? All right, go ahead.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Dr. Bernard, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, Sister Gina, Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Sue, and all of the staff, Dr. Lacey this morning, and all of the saints of the Most High God on this prayer line this morning. I confer God's blessings upon you that he will forever surround you with his divine favor, with the shield. And at this time, we're going to open the line for praise reports. Somebody has something to praise God for, if it's no more than praising him for waking this morning. Amen. God bless you. The line is open to you at this time.
Well, let's have those prayer requests.
It's prayer requests. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, prayer request. Amen. Prayer request. I am so sorry. Anyone have any prayer request this morning? The line is open to you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. I want to thank God for Tim being on the line this morning. He called